At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Gambling was something that I did.
This is Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble.
One of my bookies died at the kitchen table.
A podcast vehicle for Dan to talk about his love of gambling.
One bet, another bet.
Without doing the actual gambling.
You're a coward!
It's easy to have a scapegoat.
And now, joined by Bad Larry, Cheyenne Irving, and Dylan the Graphics Guy.
I have friends.
Here's Dan Patrick.
Well, are we ready to get started?
Yeah, I'm ready, Dan.
Okay, Bad Larry's joining us. I got Shay. There's Dylan. Ray, the producer. Marvin, listening in on this. Sammy P., are you there with us?
I never left, Dan. I'm
love
here.
It. All right. Sammy P., who covers betting for Nesson Fox Sports, host of the Chicken Dinner podcast. And I guess you gave Shay and Dylan a winner last night, Sammy P.
And Ray. Let's not forget Picture Day, Ray. Yeah, I try and give the crew some crumbs every once in a while, Dan. I try my best.
Okay. BC, plus 5.5. They ended up winning outright against Miami. And it would have been nice to get that kind of information for the podcast, not for just, you know, these guys. But maybe you could help me today with that, Sammy.
I'll do my best, Dan. I don't have your number, but I, you know, they also could have passed it along to you.
No. I'm not a gambler. But I could have used this to give to my audience instead of these three knuckleheads. That would have been nice, a little bigger payoff here.
Got it.
We're trying to entertain a nation, Sammy.
I understand.
Okay. Bad Larry's in Jersey. Bad Larry is not in a good mood, and it has nothing to do with gambling. Larry, would you like to explain?
I'm in a great mood, Dan. But Manus, the town down here is not happy. Coach Bilodeau just left lunch. He's telling me that at 1:30 there's going to be a meeting in Trenton to suspend this state championship game from Saturday. I don't know. I can't imagine that happening.
Okay, what happened is that there was a controversial finish, and this is the town that Larry lives in or by, and he has lunch with the coach of Manasquan. Is that right?
Yeah, I don't know if we should say that, Dan. I don't know if he's skipping out of school to come here or he's got on a break, but yeah.
Well, maybe he just stops by, you know, drive by to say hello to people.
Takeout.
Okay, yeah, something like that. Yeah, okay, yeah. So controversial loss that when we saw it, the last second shot, there was probably 0.4 seconds still left on the clock. The officials ruled it that it didn't count. Therefore, was it Camden ended up winning the game, and now they're going to be playing this Saturday in the state tournament.
Final, yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's it in a nutshell, Dan. I can't. The refs came back on the court where they should have just left. They made the call in live action. They came back on the court for some reason and overturned their decision. Where you always see refs, especially in a game like that, they run to the locker room as soon as the game's over.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like college or pros where the clock stops when the ball goes through the hoop. This game was over. It scored with 4 seconds. One ref emphatically said basket good.
Yeah.
The other ref is leaving the court like he's supposed to. He gets circled back somehow. They meet in center court. They discuss it, and they say the basket was no good, and that's it. No reason given why they changed it.
Well, they can't use replay. They don't use replay. That's where I don't know what they were discussing to say, you know, on second thought, that basket didn't count. I thought when the officials go into the locker room, that means the game is over.
Right. They had never made it to the locker room. Had they made it to the locker room, this would be a moot point. Manasquan would have won the game, and they'd be playing against a team from Newark on Saturday, I believe.
Yeah. So
now, I think the injunction that they're trying to get is to postpone that Saturday game so they can make a decision on this. But I almost think it would be better for just, you know, it was a bad call. I don't know why you overturned it, but go on. I think Camden probably spanks the team from Newark, and week from now we forget about it.
Yeah, but that makes it even worse if Camden wins the state.
It was a huge upset for Manasquan to beat Camden. They're like ranked number two. St. Rose, I believe, is number one. My high school, Dan, number one in the state. I think Camden's number two in the state, and I don't know where Manasquan is in the state, but
how much money is getting bet on high school basketball in New Jersey?
Not much, Shay.
I don't believe you.
Me and the boys. I actually lost a beer. I took Camden giving 18.
Wow.
At the table.
Pretty
at
high
the
stakes.
Table and lost.
Okay.
I mean, it did take place in New Jersey, so is the game
there
fixed?
Has to be a line on this game. There
yeah,
has
I
to
would
be.
Think so. I would think so. All right, so that's the big news out of Jersey. Let me recap from last week on Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble. Shay, -3. You lost 0 units last week. Dylan's -11. He lost 9 units last week.
Ooh. Yeah.
Bad Larry is +3.5 units. He lost 1 unit last week. Sammy P is doing really, really well. Let's see. He is plus, I think you're 20 units above. Does that sound right so far in the college basketball season?
Yeah, that's all time in basketball. This year's been sort of a war, but I can tell you, Dan, and I want to thank you and your tremendous crew. Since I came on your show on December 7th, I finished football like 26-13, which is almost impossible. I mean, it is like it's a gloat, but it's also like I'm realizing it's not real somehow. But these people that caught on because of this show think I'm like I walk on water, and it's like that's almost the worst place to be, because if you go 26-13, odds are good you could very easily go 13-26.
Yeah.
In the following 39, and I just try and tell people like it's good right now, but it probably gets worse. So that was a fun stretch, and I swear, man, it just got hot at the right time at the end of football.
And Sammy P is here to help make everyone smarter, getting ready for March Madness. Who he likes. And maybe some surprises as well. The best process for betting March Madness. So we'll have that for you coming up. As we recap, Bad Larry, you won on Rutgers against Michigan. Dylan, you lost.
clean sweep, Dan.
You lost every bet?
Yep, Sung Jae-in, top 5.
Congratulations.
Every single
thank you,
one.
Thank
That's
you.
Hard to do.
It actually is hard to do. As I've said, it's almost as hard as winning every bet.
Okay. Shay, you were spotty. Did okay kind of in basketball.
Yeah, 3-2 in basketball. Rory freaking McIlroy, every single – this son of a bitch, every time he cornholes me, Danny, and I keep betting him.
What was the big one? St. Mary's versus Pepperdine. St. Mary's -15.5.
Yeah, that covered.
Yeah. Yeah,
right. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So that leads us to this week. Bad Larry, I'll let you start.
I sent my picks in last night, Dan, and I had Villanova against Seton Hall. I can't believe Seton Hall beat them. So I lost to Villanova, and I won the UConn game. I don't know. If you go watch the UConn game, they're given 5.5. They're up 13 or 15. You know, They scored 4 points in the last 8 minutes of the game. They're trying to not cover, but they hit two foul shots with 30 seconds to go to cover. So I went 1-1 last night, and I don't really have anything today because I was involved in this conversation about the Manasquan High School, and I didn't do any picks for this afternoon yet.
Okay.
And there's no Formula One this week.
I asked the coach if he wanted to come on here,
yeah,
and he had to get back to school, but he says he's got something going on with ESPN tonight, some call or something.
Wow.
I don't know what.
Yeah, but I don't care about that. I care about this show. I used to work at ESPN. Not anymore, Larry.
I'll make him get on if they change the thing. I'll just say you have to do it.
It would have been nice if all of a sudden you go, and here's the coach of Manasquan, and he's joining us now.
Yeah, but he had to go back to teach.
No, he doesn't.
He teaches at the school also.
Yeah, right.
He's like an 11:30.
Nobody goes to those classes.
Oh, come on.
He's just ducking the hard-hitting questions.
Yeah. You're covering for him.
I'm not.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. Who leaves lunch before lunch?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Circling Back Podcast here. Hey, Dylan, been looking for a nicotine pouch that goes hard and lasts long.
Then let's talk about Lucy, Dave, the Lucy Breaker.
Oh, yeah.
The Lucy Breaker is 100% pure nicotine, always tobacco-free. It comes in 4 or 8 milligrams. It's got a flavor capsule inside. You bite down on it. It is so good and gets you dialed in.
Tell me about these flavors.
All right, we got mango. We got mint. My favorite is actually apple ice.
Ooh, okay. Could I interest you in some espresso?
I'll try the espresso, sure. I haven't had that one yet.
I like that.
If you want to try Lucy, go to lucy.co/trylucy and use promo code TRYLUCY to get 20% off your first order. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and every customer is age verified. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Each time.
He does every day.
No,
he's 12, I do. 12, he's a hard 12-20 out, I'm telling you.
Yeah. All right, so, Shay, you have some futures. These have already covered Alabama to win the SEC?
No, we talked about them on the show.
I thought these were Alabama to win the SEC.
Kentucky to win March Madness, Iowa State to win the Natty, all that shit.
Okay, all right. So those are futures.
Yeah.
What do you have for us today?
I got the South Bama Jags with some South in your mouth laying 2.5 against Southern. Ducks laying the 3 against the Sanders. And then I got a money line parlay that Ray forgot to put on here.
It's at the bottom.
It's South Bama, it's whiskey, and it's Arizona money line plus 153, hitting that like a Northern. I got a couple futures for the ACC tourney. Duke. AAC, tourney, FAU, Big Sky, got the Montanas, Sun Belt, JMU plus 140. They're going to run the whole damn thing from football to basketball.
Yeah.
And we got some spring
training.
Yeah,
so your parlay is here.
Yeah. That was the next page, Danny.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
So you yelled at Ray, and normally I'm fine with that.
I wasn't yelling.
Well, you scolded him.
Fair.
So South Bama money line, Arizona money line versus UCLA, Wisconsin money line versus Rutgers.
Yeah.
All right. Golf?
Yeah, Hideki Matsui. That's what I call him. And Schauffele.
It's Schauffele.
Schauffele, top 20 parlay, plus 177. And we got spring training, Danny. It's go time.
Yeah, of course it is.
Rangers plus 100, Braves plus 112. Let's go.
Okay.
Woo!
I like it. Man, are we desperate. I don't know if I ever bet on spring training. I did bet on preseason football.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I did bet on all-star games.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
First quarter over.
It's all on the table.
Yeah, but I never got that down, that desperate.
You've never been betting preseason hockey games, Dan?
No, I didn't.
That bored?
No, but I did preseason football.
That's actually might be the worst one.
Do you think so? It's sad?
Spring training's pretty rough.
Dylan, what do you have for us?
All right, the Arnold Palmer Invitational. I'm going Harris English top 5 plus 1,000.
Dang.
Came in second last year. Sungjae Im to win plus 6,000. This would be a big one for the team. And I'm betting on Sungjae every week until he wins. He's due for at least one this year.
You love him.
I do love him.
All right.
And Eric Van Rooyen, top 10, plus 500.
Eric Van Rooyen. Okay. He wears, funky pants.
Yeah, and he's got the Monopoly Man mustache.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Anything else?
Yeah, Dan. Also this weekend is the Puerto Rico Open for the losers on the PGA Tour. So I'm going Aaron Rye to win plus 3,000 because he wears those two black golf gloves, and it drives me nuts, so I'm fading myself.
Didn't Tommy Two Gloves Gainey? He used to do that.
Yeah, it looks bizarre.
Yeah. Then he got arrested, I think, for he was propositioning.
Oh,
really?
With the gloves on?
I don't know if he had the gloves on or off.
Like on the road or?
I think.
Side of the road guy.
Maybe. Ray, would you check that with Tommy Gainey?
It's like Eddie Murphy, side of the road guy.
And who's the English actor?
Hugh Grant?
Hugh Grant.
Side of the road guy. Wasn't, what's his name? Rob,
Not Rob Lowe.
No, goodness, no. He wouldn't do that.
No.
Oh, forget it.
What do you have, Ray?
Side of the road guy, too.
So, Tommy Two Gloves was arrested for major prostitution and human trafficking. He just signed a plea deal.
Major?
Okay. Wait, this was recent.
It said major.
Human trafficking?
2020.
Oh,
okay.
On, that's just an add-on that DA wants to make a headline. That's not fair. Human trafficking, come on.
Yeah.
Just make a splash.
Give me a break.
Surprise, surprise, it happened in Florida.
That's why you do it.
I was going to say Myrtle Beach, but Florida's probably good.
That's why you do it. Robert Kraft did. Safer that way. No human trafficking there. No way.
Have you done that?
And me?
Yeah.
No, Danny, I'm a happily married man with three daughters.
No, before.
Danny, I've done a lot of things before in my life. That the tennis moms will disagree
Oh,
with.
That's right. The tennis moms are going to tell your wife.
Yeah. The roommate. No, I mean, Danny, I lived in strip clubs and casinos for a good 15 years of my life. So, yeah.
Yes, Marvin.
Shay, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
where's your curse of monogamy? I mean, your wedding ring.
It's around the neck. Right here.
Oh, look at that.
The albatross.
Like fucking Frodo.
The albatross I'm wearing.
Makes it easier to take it off.
Hey, oh. Tuck it in. Hi, nice to meet you.
Yeah. Oh, this little thing here? Yeah.
Just decoration.
Yeah.
Okay. Like a Christmas ornament.
What else? Dylan, what else do you have?
So college basketball. I'm throwing in Purdue to win the title, plus 750. Hedge my Arizona future. That's definitely not going to happen.
All right.
Pacific plus 10 against Pepperdine. Pepperdine's on my shit list for some reason. So I'm going to be fading them.
Probably the Christian fundamentalism.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't exactly give them bonus points.
Not in your book.
No.
But in Shay's, it does.
Hey-o!
Yeah.
National champs in the afterlife, yeah. Danny. That's right.
Yeah, they're winning the big game.
That's right.
Yeah.
They're all going to hell.
Over, under. They can't be under because that means they're...
Impossible.
Yeah,
they're overcomers.
Yeah.
Hey-o.
So are you. What else do you have there?
I got UCLA plus 9 against Zona.
Yeah.
And a little UFC bout this weekend, Dan. I got a parlay. Peter Yan moneyline, Kevin Holland moneyline, and Dustin Poirier moneyline plus 795.
Is it Sean O'Malley?
Is he fighting this weekend?
I thought he was. Like, he's kind of the next Conor McGregor.
Yeah, he's like a big, he has a big other ventures guy in addition. Yeah. I mean, he's a good fighter too, but.
He's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
He's fighting Marlon Vera.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Chito Vera. Oh, I'll take
but that. Chito beat him. I think he's only had one loss.
Yeah, I'll take
Look at me.
Chito.
I am Mr.
Dan,
UFC.
Dan, Mr. UCF guy.
What? Is that what Larry calls it, UCF? Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know, spring training, baseball, and now UFC. Can't imagine.
Oh, have you been that desperate, Bad Larry, that you would bet spring training?
I have never. Like you said earlier, I definitely bet preseason pro football. I think every gambler bets preseason pro football. I have never bet a Grapefruit League baseball game. Wow. Never in my life, and I never will.
You're missing out, Larry.
What about you, Sammy P? Have you bet spring training?
Of course. Let's see. Not only have I bet on rats in the alley, I've bet on dice in driver's ed class.
That's
Dan.
Right, brother. Okay. That seems pretty bad. But that's before you became a smart gambler.
That's what we'll go with, sure.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So Sammy P is here to help. Sammy decided, I don't know how long ago, to make fewer bets. So you didn't do what Shea normally does and have like 38 bets for the Super Bowl.
One money.
Yeah, I picked something off the value menu. Shea goes to the buffet. It's okay. I mean, look, we're all different. It's all good. So the game that I liked is going to be over by the time the show airs because it's the 1 o'clock Valley game. So let's go to the 3:30 Eastern game. I like Belmont. We laid 13 and 13 and a half against Valpo. Valpo is atrocious.
Okay.
I think they're going to lose by 20-plus. And then in the night game in the Valley, I did grow up in the Missouri Valley Conference, so I've been watching these games for decades. Illinois-Chicago is just a train wreck on offense right now. But they've been playing better defense, and they've shifted some of their rotations. We bet under 136. It's now 135. I mean, I still like it. I can't act like 1 point's going to be, you know, the end of the world. But, yeah, Belmont to win handily. And then the under in Illinois, Chicago, and Southern Illinois. That's March Madness.
Okay. Who do you love to win March Madness?
Well, it's a complex question. Like, if you were going to say pick a team to win it, I might go, you know, Arizona, Tennessee. But for the price, I think the best bet to make right now, if you haven't done it, I've told everybody I've ever met to make this bet already. Shea, you know, it's Kentucky to make the Final Four. Like, are they going to win the title? Probably not, but at one sports book, they are 35-1 to win the whole thing. And then you look at UConn, and UConn's 5-1. And I don't think the disparity is that big. UConn's good. UConn's not great. But Kentucky, Danny, has 7 NBA players. They've got 4 first rounders. They've got 3 7 footers. 3 guys shoot 45%. And I get it. Oh, they don't play any defense. They've scored 100 6 times this year. You got to stop them, too, man. And I think if they get to the Elite Eight and you're holding 7-1 on them to make the Final Four, you literally can't lose. You could bet off it. You could hedge it. I'm not going to give you a title winner because that's a crapshoot. I do like Kentucky to make a run, and that Final Four bet on them, it's 7-1, I think is super live. They are the most talented team in the country. Yes, they're young, but, man, can they shoot.
They're always young because everybody stays for 6 months, and then that's it. That's part of the problem. I don't think anybody's had more talent with less results than John Calipari.
I agree with you. However, this team is as talented as the last team he had this good, and that was the 15 team that I believe started 37-0 with Karl Anthony Towns, Devin Booker, the Harrison Twins. Like, that team went all the way to the Final Four and I think lost to Wisconsin, who lost to Duke. I mean, this team has 2 top 10 picks, and if nobody listening has seen Reed Sheppard shoot, he's shooting over 50% from 3. Dan, I'd love to see you shoot against Reed Sheppard in the cave. That'd be must-see TV, man.
I think I could take Jeff Sheppard, his dad, but I can't take Reed Sheppard. I don't know if I could take Reed Sheppard's mom, who also played basketball, I think, at Kentucky.
I think you're selling yourself short, Dan.
Thank you, Sammy. Oh, by the way, Larry, you lost the Max Verstappen bet to Dylan last week?
Yeah, I said that earlier. I said I owed Dylan $20. Okay. He wanted me to Venmo him. I don't even know what Venmo means.
Wait, well, you don't know what Venmo is?
Larry tried to cut a check. He said, can I mail you a check?
Yeah, where do you want me to mail the $20 bill? If it gets stolen, it gets stolen, Dylan.
It's not $20 anymore, Larry. There's a 10-point VIG every week.
Yeah.
We can play this out as long as you want.
I like it.
It's gonna be like the library book you never turned in.
Like you ever got a book out of the library.
Dylan, I think you said you were going to come to Atlantic City and I was going to buy you a couple drinks. What happened to that?
I didn't go to Atlantic City last weekend.
Remember that night you were texting me, drunk texting me?
Whoa.
Those weren't meant for you, Larry. But
well, as I said, all of you are welcome anytime. Sammy P, I don't know where you live, but you're welcome anytime also.
Yeah, because Larry doesn't go anywhere.
I'll drive a long way, Larry. You know that.
Yeah, but Sammy, Larry never goes to us. You always have to go to Larry, and that's.
I've been to the studio 3 times, Dan. You announced 2 years ago you owe me a trip down here. Don't bring this stuff up.
I just
did. You've been here once.
I know, but I'm not part of, you know, the gambling guys, the gambling crew here that, you know, wants a piece of you. They want to take you out drinking and they want to do darts and pool.
Dan, you're guilty by association.
Dan, I went up there once and didn't work out too good for the guys in the cave. I can come back. I'm going to Maine for Easter.
Okay, hold on now. You came up here and you guys had some games that you played. There were some drinking games, there was pool, there were darts, correct?
Yeah.
No darts, cornhole,
and some pool. Correct.
Pool at the bar, a horse game or something. Yeah.
Did you throw up when you were up here?
You know, Nolan asked me that too. I don't remember.
Did you
some ugly bourbon with you in your basement?
Did you throw up when you came up here?
I don't, Dan. I don't think so. Honestly,
okay.
I don't think I've thrown up in a long, long time.
Well, your best friend said that you threw up.
Okay, well, that's possible, I guess. Okay. All I know is I didn't lose the game.
Okay,
he held your hair back for you, Larry.
That's so cute. That's so cute.
Okay. Sammy P, thank you as always for bringing some professionalism into this godforsaken podcast. We appreciate that. And once again, you can follow Sammy P on the Chicken Dinner podcast. Also, he covers betting for Nesson and Fox Sports. Thank you, Sammy.
Thank you, guys. By the way, quote of the show, did you throw up? I don't think so. What a lie.
Usually you remember or there's a reminder if you threw up. You know?
Yeah, no matter how drunk you are, you'll remember if you puke.
Like the next day, you might remember.
You wake up in your own vomit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this wasn't me.
Somebody must have thrown up all over me. What the fuck?
All right. So, Bad Larry, let us know if you get the high school coach of Manasquan on maybe next week. You know, we could talk to him.
I'll send you a. We'll see what happens at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock.
There's nothing's going to happen.
The boys, Dan.
There's nothing.
Good luck, guys.
Nothing.
I got to get to my lunch.
Okay, Larry.
I'm sitting in Rays, guys. We'll chat with you guys later.
You're always sitting in Rays. Go.
Don't throw up, Larry.
Yeah.
Busiest man I know.
Yeah. He does. He acts like he's the busiest guy.
Unemployed.
How do you not get bored of eating?
He does the same thing every single day.
But like eating the same exact thing every day. On your own volition.
And he makes it seem he's busy doing nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's good at making it seem.
And then he didn't have any time to make any bets. He's like, I didn't have any time.
Imagine being Ray's waitress every single day.
That's what Larry does when he's there?
That's what I mean. If you're Larry's waitress every day, I guarantee he gets the same waitress. And I guarantee it's been for 20 years. And she has to deal with his dumb jokes and his awful orders every single day.
He probably orders the same thing.
Exactly.
And he probably sits at the bar.
Oh, she just brings it out right away.
Yeah.
Oh, a sad life.
I will say, Bad Larry is a great dart player. Great dart player.
Wow.
He's probably got our number in darts. I beat him in pool.
Yeah, I think I saw that. But, you know, Larry was banged up. When I walked into that bar later in the afternoon And I could tell there were some wobbly knees.
he had a head of steam going at that point.
He had a steam of head going.
He's like, I'm going to throw up later.
Larry invited us all to your house, and I was like, I don't think that's a good idea.
No, I'm not going. It wasn't a good idea.
Yeah, he texted me and Ray at like 11. He's like, come over to Dan's, and I was like, Larry, I'm wasted, and that's a bad idea.
Yes, yeah. You'll come over to my house wasted at other events, not that one.
Yeah, well, you know, if it's like a formal event,
yeah,
or something.
Like a Christmas party.
Well, that's when I show up fucked up.
Yes, yeah. Okay, that's it. We did it. We did another episode.
I got one more thing, Dan. From what we talked about to start the show, yep. I have odds for Jake Paul and Mike Tyson right now because they're going to fight.
Okay, well, that's not until July.
Yeah, it's early odds. It could change.
Okay. I doubt it.
Do we want him now or should we
save
it? Sure,
we can do it.
So Jake Paul is minus 360.
What?
Mike Tyson's plus 300.
This has got to be fake. This is like wrestling. It's got to be fake.
I think.
It's got to be fake. I'm taking Tyson money line. Knockout.
Paul got crushed by Fury and he's not even good.
I don't understand. Fury's brother.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
still the bad one.
This ain't real.
I wish it was. I mean, just then there would be a real curiosity.
Like if they actually like beat the shit out of each other and not.
But it's like when Floyd Mayweather fought, you know, Conor McGregor.
He fought Logan
like
Paul.
He had to box him.
Best bet of my life. It was like minus 250 or some shit when it closed. It was crazy. Easiest money moment.
But if they let Conor McGregor actually do MMA, then he would have crushed.
He
would have crushed him.
Murdered him.
Yes.
Yeah.
He'd kick him in the head one time.
Oh yeah, that would have been that. No, that would have been fun.
They actually, I think that that fight was like one of the biggest potential liabilities for sportsbooks ever. If McGregor were to win, because everybody bet on McGregor.
Kind of McGregor. All right, I got things to do. Yeah. I'm like Larry. I'm busy. So for Sammy P, for Bad Larry, for Dylan, for Picture Day Ray, Marvin, and of course, Shea and Irving. And make sure you listen to the Shea and Irving podcast, wherever you get your podcast. And for all the tennis women and in the Greenwich or Wilton or Fairfield County.
Stay at home tennis moms.
That they listen to the show and then they rat out Shea when they see his wife.
Yep.
We just say hello to any messages for the tennis wives.
Yeah, be careful on Chardonnay. Fairfield County's running low. y'all are drinking way too damn much after 3 p.m.
All right. That'll do it. Thanks for joining us. We look forward to talking to you next week on Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. from memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long. Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.